Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to The Magic Sponge, episode 5, series 2. Rob Beckett.
Hello, Rob.
Jimmy Ballard.
All right, mate.
And
Ian Smith.
Right, before we introduce our guest this week, we've got a couple of tweets from last week.
And what a legend
episode.
He is, by the way, Rob.
Yeah, what a legend. We'll introduce that legend later. We've got a couple of tweets. This one's from Gavin Ope. He said, listen to The Magic Sponge with Jeff Winter. Played cricket against a team of Premiership refs. Full of chat and got a lot of stick from him in particular.
Really?
How'd you end up playing refs?
That's weird. I bet they won. Well, 10 refs, you can't beat one, let alone 10.
No, but I don't know. Is Jeff Winter any good at cricket?
I wouldn't say so.
But I don't want to speak out of turn. He don't look like he's done a lot of sport since he retired.
He wouldn't be doing no running. He'd have to hit a lot of boundaries. The fat bars.
Alan Miller has said he had tears here in Jeff Winter's refereeing tales. Please get Graham Pohl as next guest.
Oh, imagine that.
You don't like Pohl, do you?
No, I don't think a lot of people do.
Really, is he a bit annoying?
Imagine if we got an on, we could lay into him, couldn't we? Smithy.
He's turned us down.
Oh,
fuck
him.
Bastard.
It's Graham Pohl turned us down?
Yeah.
What?
How can you turn the podcast, the best podcast in the country, Dan Pohl?
Because he's busy doing all his other stuff. What else does he do? What do you do when you retire as a ref? Traffic warden. So I think it's time we should introduce our guest.
Yeah.
Stuart Castledine.
Hello, mate.
How are you doing? Are you all right?
Yeah, thanks for coming, mate.
It's the first time Chase. Someone's been clapped onto a show.
It's a nice atmosphere, isn't it?
It was a bit of atmosphere, isn't it?
I was a little bit disappointed to hear I was a bit of a last-minute replacement. A story of my bloody life, you know? Really? Sitting on the bench, there we go. waiting for the big moment, and here we are. Come on,
who was you replaced?
Mark Bright. Broke his hip in the gym.
He's been this twice.
Is that twice, Bright?
I'll tell you what. He's not coming on the show now.
No, he's going on my list with Graham Pohl.
Yeah, him and Pohl are not allowed on, but thanks for coming.
No worries.
So basically, you had a 10-year career. I've got it down here, Stuart.
Yeah, pretty inauspicious career. Very average. I'm sure you're about to tell
inauspicious.
Me.
Inauspicious.
No, I'm not going to tell. It's a professional football.
Inauspicious? What the fuck does that mean?
Shit.
See, that's why.
You ain't in a meeting now.
No, that's why Stuart's...
He's got his fingers in so many pies, this fella.
The reason why Stuart's so successful after his career is because he knows words like that. He don't just run around going, hey,
hey, got a 10, a passball.
Go in jungle. All right. Fucking foggy, love you. Quicker than a banana. Jimmy, you're first to leave.
Get out, Jim. There's Rob, I actually told Rob. Rob was one of the people I told when I was going in the jungle, and he went, yep, that's you, fucked.
Oh, and just be yourself, but don't push it too far.
Be yourself, but don't go too, man. Straight away, first
you don't
boom,
fuck all, mate. X Factor. Oh, God, Jimmy's gone. Jimmy's gone.
I'm doing so well up until then. Next day off. Oh,
you were
fuck.
Doing brilliantly, mate. It was just the old football banter just came out yeah. and just let you down right at the death. No. I was watching it. I got the nod from your manager, which is why yeah. I'm here. He's my pal. And as soon as I heard that you were going on, I went straight down to bookies. I'm not really a gambler, and I had a decent bet on it. I thought, oh, my, Jimmy's going to win it. He's going to win it. And then as soon as you opened your stupid gob and started hammering poor, lovely, yeah. sweet Jake, I thought, oh, fuck yeah. me. No, but, no. Don't do it. Stop. Don't do it.
I don't want to really bring it up, but I did have 100 quid on you to go first, and that paid quite well.
Because you know me so well, Rob.
There we go. Bless
you. Really?
No, I didn't.
I thought you was going to do well. Quickened it.
Did you?
Did yeah, you I mean, really? I
was you a prick back then?
I don't remember.
Oh, so you're still doing yourself no favours.
I know, but fuck them. I've done this with 12 million viewers, so I ain't going to worry. How many watch this, eh? Well, we can't watch it. How many listen to it?
With that 2 million downloads you had?
2 million. Oh, boom! That's what we're about. Fuck Wickedon, he's back to Bulldog.
Right, so Stuart, back to
yes,
you.
Thank
so,
you.
You were 10 years, played for Wimbledon, yep. Wickham Wanderers, yep. before having a media career, which you still do, you know, still got your hand in, didn't you?
Yep.
You did BBC One TV series such as Houses Behaving Badly.
That's true.
How does a house behave yeah. badly?
Well, it was a glorified spitting DIY show, basically. My first show out of being a footballer was Big Strong Boys. Do you remember little Craig Phillips who won the first Big Brother?
Big Strong Boys.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a vehicle for him, and
that?
I just blagged my way in.
Boy Station, was that?
Sounds like a.
I'm kind of a property expert. Me and my wife have always bought and sold a bit of property, and so I know my way around the house. And it was one of those that I'd had a bit of TV experience and been the next footballer, and I was right place at the right time and ended up landing a role on Big Strong Boys with little Craig.
It sounds like a porno.
So, it does, doesn't it? It's horrendous as well. I know.
And also, why you keep calling him Little Craig? It's like he's got a tiny dick and you've got the big dick.
He does quite well, actually. But no, he's a little muscly builder, if you remember him.
Yeah, he won the first one, didn't he?
He was, he's a nice lad. But yeah, so
he got in the chat.
Yeah. I bet Andy was furious when he started getting those jobs.
It was housewives porn. It was me and Craig with our little tight white t-shirts on, putting up shelves. Oh, it was magic.
Oh, really? That's nice, isn't it? Yeah, and also you were a model for DKNY and Top Man.
Oh, I did a little bit of that, yeah, back in the day. And yeah. I'm like, oh, man, now, you know? Yeah.
Well, you can do older things, can't you? Like Saga.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit
you're on the sides of a cruise ship, just sort of like looking out the window.
Occasionally I do still, yeah. Really? Oh, so I'm getting all bashful now. I'm embarrassed.
I know, he's got his head in his shoulder. He's like a little cat.
Well, but I think you're probably one of the most sort of switched on and clued up ex-footballers we've had on the show.
Yeah,
with a couple of others.
From me, obviously.
You're a 2-0 10.
What about Winder? I don't know. Winder, that's just pushing him up. So fucking hell. He's thick as shit. He makes me look like whatever. Jeremy Paxman.
I was a beneficiary of a decent education. I grew up as a
beneficiary.
I'm actually a rugby. Yeah. I'm a rugby lad masquerading as a footballer. I grew up in Twickenham, and I ended up going.
I've never heard these words on podcast.
To get hammered by the Wimbledon lads because they voted me because I was the only one that was at university. So I was the youngest ever PFA delegate. So all the boys, Vinny and all the chaps, it came round to.
He didn't even know he had a bet. He didn't even know there was one.
So they all said, "Oh, yeah, we can't be us. Just let Stu do it." And go on. I was there, Billy Keane at all the meetings and everything.
You are good. With them words, I'd be like, "Oh, he knows what he's on about."
Right, but yeah, I don't know what delegate is, but he looks like he could be one. He's got my vote.
Give us a cake.
Ian, you've got a few questions, haven't you, for Stu?
Go on, hit me.
Yeah, well, this is off the back of...
Because you're quite an intelligent man.
Your qualifications. I've got your CV.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right. Is it right? Okay, we're going down this road. I knew he was fucked.
It's a really hard... We might beat Radio 4 now we've got a brain on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like...
We've got Sandy Tosvig for the last show.
Watch
that.
So, you've got 9 GCSEs,
yep.
including 5 A grades,
yep.
2 A levels,
yep.
an FA basic and intermediate treatment of injury course, yeah. St Mary's University diploma in sports, yep. massage and fitness instructing,
yep.
an no. FA preliminary coaching badge, and 3 years at the Actors' Centre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy,
yeah,
you've got gonorrhea.
That ain't all. Have you really got all that?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing in here with us? You also run Castledean Electronics, which sells guitar wah-wah pedals, and Castledean motorbikes.
Yeah, that's utterly erroneous information. I don't know where you got that from. That is, so you want to sack? You want to sack
downhill again?
Sack the researcher there. That's not me.
Have you just googled the surname? Castledean.
I'm not the only Castledean light in the world.
It's not a common one, is it?
But
it's not a common one.
I googled my name. I've got a stationery company, and I didn't even know I fucking had that. So I'm worried about where the profits are going to that. Absolutely ridiculous. Also, you were in the Pink Panther.
Yeah, I did do. I've had a few little cheeky acting credits.
What was your role in the Pink Panther?
To be fair, I absolutely blagged my way into it. There was a football scene at the beginning of the Pink Panther with Steve Martin and Beyonce and Kevin Kline.
The actual film?
Yeah, it was a proper film, and I actually did film for a week in Prague, and I met all
this
those.
It was
a great crack. But the idea was they wanted a footballer with some acting abilities to do. Do you remember when that Wally was in goal for Colombia? Was it Higuita that did
the scorpion kick?
They wanted a footballer that could perform that act on the pitch and then run and do a bit of acting. So I turned up at this audition and we were all...
Did you have to grow a mullet?
Anyway, so we did it. I mean, I did it. I wasn't quite as bad as the other idiots that were doing it, but it was still pathetic. In the end, they sacked all of us off, got to some acrobat that did some somersault and whatever, but they quite liked me and I was being quite busy and I said, oh, I'll be your technical director and I'll stage it all.
I did that.
So I got Sean Levy, who's a proper, director.
I'm looking at my agent, who's the busiest man in the world. He's looking at me, he's going, he's busy. Let me tell you.
So I've ended up technical director on the shoot, organising all of the football scenes and that, and I was the French goalkeeper. So my credit in the proper Hollywood film is Stuart Castledean, French goalie. That's it. I'm in it. There's only a few scenes, but I'm in
that's
the film.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's quality. Got paid a few quid and out on the pissing park for the week. Happy days.
That is awesome.
How did you find the time to do all this stuff when you were playing football?
So that was towards the end. That was when I packed up. I did the acting centre bits and pieces, but then I did the TV presenting, so I was doing the BBC One property shows, and then slipping off and just doing the odd little bits of acting, and it was just fun. You know?
Yeah.
Some of us like to fill our time with fun experiences after playing football, and I didn't have the luxury of earning the big dough the likes of this man did. I just missed out. I was I'm surely going to sort of remind me, a very bang average Premiership footballer with horrendous statistics.
You weren't that.
However, being that sort of lad now,
you
I'd be on a fortune.
Make the bang average.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. And yes, I jumped on the end.
Yeah,
of
but Jimmy earned a good few quid, whereas I've had to scrabble about
subsequently. I just about made that.
Yeah, big strong boy, isn't it? That's what happens. You're struggling with a bit of cash before you know it. You're on a couch sucking someone off, going, any good?
There we go.
How much does Castledean know about Castledean?
Okay, go on then.
So it's a quiz about you.
Nice.
So, how tall are you in metres?
In metres, I'm about 6'1", so I don't know what that is in metres. 185 or 180?
What the fuck? 185? Well, no, hang on a second.
185
metres?
185
centimetres.
That's like the
shard.
I've got to
1 metre 85 centimetres.
His own eye ain't the hardest question in the world.
So well, it is to compare it into...
Well, 1 metre 85 centimetres.
Yeah, 1 metre 85. But I'm going to take your first answer. 185 metres.
Oh, right. Is that why you were in my car?
Oh,
gosh.
Last week we had Pringles. How tall is that in Pringles can? But this week, how tall are you in average erect penises? How many dicks?
Well, if it's mine, three.
I don't know. Go on. I don't know.
Well, no. It's what you're saying, 6 inches is average penis. Is that what you've got down as your...
Mine's smaller than that.
Yeah, 6 inches is average.
Fuck off. What, on the yard?
1.8.
On the yard,
on the yard.
Fucking hell. That's some gory.
So, you're 12 dicks tall.
Oh, right.
on average, 12 dicks tall. What team did you score against in your full debut?
Coventry.
Coventry, all, yes. Who was the last team your Wycombe Wanderers manager and former Wimbledon teammate, Laurie Sanchez, managed?
I was with him last month. It was a Greek team. I don't know the name of it. Was it Apoel someone? Or
pretty good.
Apollonia.
Apollo Simriana.
Yeah,
FC.
Yeah. He managed you, didn't he, Jim? Do you have Sanchez at Fulham?
I did have sense.
What was he like? Yeah. He seems a bit
scary.
Nice fella.
I've got on well with him. He's a bit of an odd character.
He is slightly odd.
He's got his own ways, but lovely fella. I didn't play for it. Well, first day he came in, he went in the office, he said, fuck the team. He went, he's skirting balls and he's painting.
He's quite deep. Actually, you're hammering me for being cerebral and reasonably intelligent. Sanchez is super, super intelligent now.
Cerebral, what is that? Where'd you get all... It's like fucking Russell Brand. Where did you get all these words from?
Russell. You actually go in a dictionary before you get out of the car and go, I'm going to use that, bang. Cerebral.
I'm going
to
do that.
Could you explain cerebral to Jimmy?
Yeah, it's intelligence. It's a level of intelligence. It's usually
obviously
your brain.
It fucking is, because I don't know about it.
Definition from the
I'm telling you now, next week, I'm going to come in with four words and use them on this show.
Okay. All right. Four
cerebral's
words,
going
to
be one
to
of them.
To be fair, you only use about four words anyway. Yeah, like, oh, fuck off.
Are you fucking getting on my case, son?
Or he's a clever fellow.
You
anyway,
imagine using that on the street. Well, I went cerebral.
Sorry, I think it's a good thing. Don't let him stop you using your nice words.
I think it's lovely, but I just wished I knew what they meant.
I told you about Sanchez being a bit weird. This is what he said to... he wrote an open letter to the Apollo fans when he left because they wanted him to sign a new contract, but he didn't like the Greece Super League. He said, this is a quote, in the magic kingdom that is the Super League, even a magician can only have so many powers. Well, what's he talking about?
It can't be the skirting balls now.
That's what I mean. He's weird. He just goes off on one. You get on with him, Smithy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was me and Jim asking about this? What do you like sort of do in the week apart from, I know you go to gigs, but like, how do you fill your time?
I just sit in the house, mate.
Yeah. Do you still bake cakes?
No, I baked cakes for a while because I thought I had a gluten allergy. Like I was told I had one. I didn't just like think, I reckon I've got a gluten allergy. And I love a bit of cake. So cake. I was a bit depressed about
cake.
It. So I just started baking my own gluten-free cakes. And then I eat, a whole cake a day or something.
So just cakes.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore, but I make bread. Quite good at making bread.
Gluten-free?
No. I'm fine with gluten now.
What was it then that was causing irritations?
I think I just had the bad diet of a comedian.
Why'd you go up high?
Because I'm excited about telling a fantastic story about eating too many sausage rolls gigging.
Fucking, this show's had it to
me. If anything, I think the show's getting better now. Where now I'm talking about my gluten allergies because that's what people want to hear about. When they're like, yeah, it's all right hearing about footballers and what they're up to, but what's Ian allergic to? What a lot of them are thinking. But I'm all right, so don't worry about it, guys. I'm going to get some shit on Twitter from some pricks about this, aren't I?
Don't listen to him, mate.
Sack Ian off talking about his gluten allergy.
What, have you got a message for those people, the haters?
Go and fuck yourselves. my second fun fact about Apollo Simria is that their badge, since 1910, was a swastika. But then they changed it after the Second World War. For obvious reasons.
What reasons?
I think it had negative connotations with the Nazis.
Yeah, probably, isn't it?
Fucking
terrible. Anyway, next question. How many yellow cards have you got in your career?
I didn't have that many. I was pretty well behaved. Four?
Less than that, two.
Two, is that all?
Yeah,
I think that's...
Can you remember
wrong, but...
which referees gave them to you?
No, I definitely wouldn't know. No. I definitely had more than that, because I remember Danny Murphy's first game for Liverpool, I've absolutely buried him, and I thought I'd get sent off, and I got a yellow for that, and I got a couple of silly yellows for...
two's wrong?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the facts in these quizzes are
famously
wrong.
Get Jeff Winter back on and have a word, because he's the man in the know,
to be
isn't
fair,
he?
He's very rare, he's right.
Well, apparently Gary Willard and Robbie Hart.
Right, okay. I got booked against Chelsea as well for Vieira.
Fioli.
So is that your quiz, mate?
Yeah.
That's the quiz done, isn't it? Sure, you only played 52 league games.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it?
What, over 10 years? That's like 5 a year.
I make no bones about it. I was an incredibly lucky footballer that I just used
well,
to
you
do.
Were
just
you never
well
got
enough.
Picks.
Well, no, I got blinding statistics for the Rezzies.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the bench loads. To be fair, I had a lot of silly injuries as well, like really silly injuries, and I used to get injured quite a lot.
What,
I was
quite like trampolining and
I was quite a kamikaze player, and I'd get stuck in all the time. And
You play 52 games?
But in training and just, yeah. And I just... And it was one of those where, also, I made a conscious decision at the beginning of my career that I knew that I was going to be a really average to shit Premiership player, yeah. or I could do that, or I could drop down and be an half decent Championship level player.
Like Bruce
and
Dyer.
Thought, yeah, and I thought, well, actually, no, I could, I've played at all the top clubs, and you know, I thought, no, I'm going to be a shit player at Wimbledon with all my mates, and at least it's Premier League, and I'll take that, and then I can still have a bit of fun outside of the game, and which I have done, and yeah, so I have got terrible stats.
He's answered that one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Boom, Rob's like. All right, fair enough.
And you retired at 29 with an injury. What was the injury?
Yeah, I'd had a few. It was an accumulation of a few. I'd had three operations on my knee, and also it was less injury, more apathy. I wasn't really that bothered anymore about football.
Yeah,
I
kind of, it's tired, isn't it? Six games a year.
I dropped down.
It's another one. Apathy.
I dropped down. I'd left Wimbledon got relegated.
is that in between Appy and therapy?
I think it is apathy.
I just couldn't really be bothered anymore. Or always translate that.
Just say that then.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
Apathy.
But anyway, so I was at Wickham and they were Division One and it was dropping down divisions and I had the opportunity to do the TV presenting and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna leave now and yeah. Rather than going down and down.
Has Jermaine Genius retired? Because he's always... Does he still play?
Yeah, he's always on the match of the day. I see him,
But he looks like 20 or something. He looks so young.
He looks too young.
It's not a bad thing.
And you did coaching, didn't you?
I did a bit of coaching. I coached Wimbledon ladies team for a season. My sister was playing as well, so yeah, that's kind of one of the reasons I did
just
that.
Me and Jimmy just shared a little
just
look.
Just having a little chat.
Yeah, what's happened? Where'd you go in the dressing room?
I was a coach, so I didn't go. Yeah, obviously didn't run around in the dressing room. And
I know, but sorry, what's this for?
This is Wimbledon ladies. I coached them for a season, but my sister was playing for them.
But if you're the manager, was you the first team coach? Or was you the?
I wasn't the manager. No, they had a manager. Oh, okay. I was just the coach. It was just something to do. I was just to help out, and my sister was there, and it was my old club. So there's not really anything.
No, I just wondered though, because if you are the manager though, you know, you're just a coach.
No,
and you need to go and give half time talk. Is it a bit like
put your tits away, girls? Put your tits away.
No, I never really. I just did that as a one-off thing, really. I've never really fancied going down the coaching route. What about you, Jim?
I'm doing my B licence now, so yeah, it's in me one day.
Yeah.
But at the minute, no.
I just think if you get the opportunity, like you've obviously have done, and I've had a little bit of these opportunities, so many ex-players go down the coaching route, and you're up against so many of the lads doing that. Whereas if you get something that opens up in business or in
it's
TV
either coaching,
media.
It seems like coaching or commentating to me. That's all footballers get tarnished with. Yeah. Coaching or, what are you
so
doing?
You
coaching
do
or a bit of commentating?
Then,
no,
yeah,
mate.
Then
there's
then
about another million jobs out there I might go and have a look at.
Exactly.
But yeah, you're right.
Fireman,
yeah.
Go back, be a fireman again.
And none of them I've got yet, so.
Well, there you have. You're doing all right, aren't you?
Yeah, ticking along. I got this. Great gig.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, what I saw the other day, you know Diego Costa? I saw him on YouTube. He does this thing where he wears gloves sometimes. He did it in Spanish League. Where he spits into his hand. And inflicts it at people.
No.
Have you seen this? It's disgusting.
David Costa.
He just got sort of splits into his hands and you can't really see it because he looks like he's coughing and holds it down and waits for a bit and you see him and he just goes and flicks it in their face. It's awful. He did it to Ramos and it's disgusting, isn't it?
He's a aggressive.
He's an animal, isn't he?
No way.
Yeah.
Have they pulled him up on it?
But this was like, I don't know.
She's trying to be Spider-Man.
This is like Atletico Madrid,
something wrong with him.
It'd be quite funny though if he actually like was Spider-Man but was trying to keep it a secret. Sometimes bits just come out and you have to pretend he's spit.
That's actual web. So sorry.
It's webbed in your face, mate. Sorry about that. Right, that was last week. Jeff Winter said that he thought Dennis Wise was the funniest player he's ever come across.
Bit of a play.
Would you agree with that?
Funniest player.
Funniest, yeah.
What, just on the pitch giving it some banter?
Yeah, I think so.
No, Jim.
When he said that, though, I looked at him going, no, you're all right.
But I don't know about that. Yeah, just to be fair, I didn't really play much with Wisey. I bumped into him the other day, on holiday, funnily enough. But,
has he still got
that
haircut?
Wisey was,
Is it his hair? It looks
he's
like
doing
a
odd little git, you know. He's reasonably chirpy, but I'm sure there's a load more, got a bit more banter in his locker.
You played, because who was your era? Wimbledon.
That'd have been more. Peter Fear was quite a funny fellow. You got people like Ben Thatcher always had.
What
a
was he like?
Funny. Thatcher's quality. You need to get Thatcher on here. He'll be for the stories for the dirty, stupid, horrible stories. Thatcher's.
What's
the
one. What has he done?
He's done everything, mate. Honestly,
can you give us some?
Thatcher's well. I'm sure he'll tell you himself. There's one to be
fair. Well, he's not here, mate, is he? That's
No. Okay, all right. I mean, just for instance, to give you an example and try not to keep it
overly lewd.
Don't worry about being overly lewd.
I spent half my time bloody being injured anyway. So me, Thatcher and the physio are in the physio and we're doing a bit of bench pressing.
Like
so you're spotting. So you know when you have to spot someone doing a bench pressing, we're trying to lift some big heavy weights and whatnot. And the physio is a senior member of the staff, so he's quite important. And anyway, so Fatch is over the top of Steve Allen, the physio, and he's a big old weight, and Fatch is kind of helping to support this, so he can't get it up by himself. And then with that, Fatch is whipped out his old bill and started pissing all over his face, and he's got the big weight, he's going he's spread it out and he can't lift the weight off his chest, and Fatch is
pissing all over
him, and was like,
Can you believe it? A man who uses all them posh words and he just says old Bill. That's even better than it makes a story.
He's a total nightmare. And once again, actually, this is also tied into the physio. Like the perfect sort of den where you've got all the physio room, it's all beautiful and clean and pristine, and there was a stench in there, and we didn't know what it was for ages, and they got one of the young lads to clean it out, and Fatch had done a big steaming Richard, wrapped it up, hidden it behind all the deep heats and whatnot, and it had been in there for a week, so it was kind of just festering. All deteriorating, festering away, and there's this turd had been in there
for a week.
We like had to know to hide it. Yeah, it was like a burrito, and he'd hidden it. He'd hidden it away behind all the wraps and everything. So, like, he wouldn't.
He's a sicko. Honestly, we need
he's
him
a sicko.
We
have to get him on for the next sub. Yeah.
He's a good lad.
Ridiculous. And also, Wally Downs, was he a bit before your time?
Yeah,
Wally
Downs? Before my time. I mean, I made my debut in 91 and then played my last game in 2000. So, Wally was part of that original crazy game.
Yeah.
Just before then.
Was there a pressure on, like, you, the later generation of players to sort of do mental things because of what had gone on before? Like, you're sort of trying to live up to that.
There was a bit, and I don't think we ever quite recaptured that craziness of all that, you know, what they used to get up to, but we were still obviously had our moments, but it was but it was very much that they were the original crazy game.
Was you there with Desi Byrne?
So Desi came literally right at the end, so I know Desi, I'd left in 2000, so I had that period in the middle, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, but no, there was they were all good times, It was all mine more sort of focused around heavy drinking rather than, you know, I think the original lot were a little bit more, were dirtier and more disgusting, and your Thatchers aside,
pissing on his face aside,
the crazy gang throughout the 90s were more, we liked a beer and we liked a good time, and we sort of had some characters and you know, tough nuts and whatnot, but it wasn't quite the filth that you had in the original crazy gang days.
Who's the toughest player you played with?
Vinny was probably, I don't know, it's... Yeah, he had something about him. Yeah, he always did. And he always had a sort of charisma that you knew he'd go on to do quite well as well. And Fash as well. Although, have you seen... I mean... He's got a bit of a Chris Eubank syndrome, old fash, that he can look after himself, but he comes out with some shit, doesn't he, as well? Have you seen him interviewed? I mean, he takes himself a little bit too seriously. Yeah. I mean, I quite like the guy, but sometimes he just, I think
it's a bit much.
A bit too much. There's quite a good one, actually, to tie those both in. Did you used to play young v old at the end of training? So at the end of training, you split the teams up into a young v old team. And this was before the last game of the season. It's quite a big game for us. And I think the youngs beat the old for a change. And we all had a big bundle afterwards, and I've ended up, and I was always quite robust anyway, and I've flown into Fash, and the upshot of it all came out, and I'd snapped his thumb. His thumb was literally, the bone was sticking out of his thumb. He was going mental, and he missed the whole, like, that last game, and then the beginning of the next season on that. But we didn't hold back.
Yeah, did he not have a problem with you of that for doing that?
No, he was fine. He knew it was an accident. But we used to, you know, used to train him was no holds barred.
Really?
You just all just pile into each other.
Did you have any fights with him?
I personally didn't have any punch-ups. I mean,
did you see any good ones?
Yeah, I mean, Fash and Sanch, to be fair, had quite a bad dust-up.
They never really got on, did they?
They said that, loads of documentaries and...
Who won out of Fash and Sanchez?
Fash was just keeping them at bay with these like kicks and whatnot. So it was Sanchez was trying to do a proper...
About 30 yards away.
Old-fashioned dust-up. Like, was trying to get stuck in and throw the nut in and everything, whereas Fash was just kind of doing his karate bit. So
I'd be scared.
Always, with teammates, I don't know if you saw it much, you don't really get that much... full-on punch-ups, do you?
No, everyone jumps in.
I don't think I ever... I had one myself, but...
Did you?
Or Barnby. Yeah, I had two, but...
Was it Barnby?
One weren't on a pitch. One was just under the bridge.
Yeah, have we heard about the other one? We've all heard about Barnby, haven't we?
The other one weren't much of a fight. I just took a whack and that was it.
Who was that from?
Chris Baird, Fulham.
Really?
Mm. I said, mark him out. I turned my back. He kicked me at my ass. As I turned my hand, he clocked me and broke my nose.
Was he playing?
Training. Yeah, but it happens in footy. Very rare, though.
It is very rare.
Do you know what I mean? You broke my nose, yeah. Six times I broke this. That's why I can't model anymore. Yeah, broke my nose.
To be fair, it doesn't look like you've broke your nose six times. Like Steve Bruce looks like he's trying to sniff the back of his own head.
Steve Bruce knows he's fucked, innit? The older it gets, the more it's going round.
I tell you, his brother just grows.
It'd be straight soon. It'd go all the way round and be straight. Like, what the fuck's happening here?
But right, Ian, it's time for Bulldog versus the guest, isn't it?
Okay, yeah. Right, so this quiz where we get your ratings from a FIFA game and we compare them with each other. So you've just got to guess out of 100 what you think your FIFA ratings were.
All right.
Now, the one that we found
FIFA,
you in
didn't
was...
I? Was I not? I mean, I packed
wait, sure. The premise. Ian's done his research, haven't you, Ian? Okay.
You were in FIFA 99.
Was I?
I've been told.
Really?
But when players were ranked out of 16.
What? Then, that's a weird rating.
Yeah, no, 10 or 100. I'm like, no, 16.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
16 players. That's
so far. We've converted them into using maths into out of 100.
All right, okay.
So how have you done that conversion?
Fuck knows. I didn't do these. So. Stuart,
what do you do?
I don't do anything. I turn up and I try my best. That's all
try
anyone
your
can
best.
Do in life. If you're listening, guys, just try your best.
Come in.
So, Stuart was 25 in this, and this is against the 27-year-old Jimmy Bullard in FIFA 2007. So, what do you reckon, guys, out of 100, your ball control would have been?
Oh, I think mine would have, that would have been probably low. I was a physical, get-stuck-in type of box-to-box player. My touch was pretty shit, so I'd say 50%.
I'd say mine's 79 as a ball player.
50-79. Jimmy is only 2 points off. You're 81.
I was going to say 80s, but I don't like to be having myself.
Stuart, you were right to be sceptical about it, but 38.
No!
Fucking hell!
You
never
meant to be there. I mean, you kicking straight. 38,
oh, that's harsh. I'm upset now. I mean, I didn't... That's embarrassing. I wasn't that bad.
I reckon I'm about 24.
I was a Premiership player, albeit a shit one. Come on. I'm on the verge of walking out.
Is that bad? That is bad. God,
no one's ever got
one?
this angry about him before.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the only one you'll be annoyed about.
All right, well,
maybe not, actually. what do you think for speed?
I was above average, so I don't know, probably 60, 65. Let's go with 65.
I'm 75 for speed.
Oh, Jimmy's only one off for that. 74. Although Stuart was 75.
Oh, was I? I'll take that.
Yeah.
Quicker
than the Bulldog.
No way.
I was fit. Okay.
He's 6 foot wide. He's got long hair.
You had your wallet on you. That's why.
Not back then. I didn't. Fucking hell. I was on 800 quid a week on Wigan. So.
Right. Aggression.
Right. Well, I'd like to be thought of as being high in that, but I don't know. I'll go 75.
Fucking 98. My aggression would be about 3. But on a serious, my aggression 64, I was 65.
65. So, Jimmy, to make it 3 points in a row, you were close with... You had 79.
Aggression?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I don't know where they get these
you
from.
Were, I used to play like a little bulldog. I should have had myself a bit higher than that. No, seriously. Sorry, I banged the table. Same man's gone there.
But you were... So that's what, like 13 points out. So that means your guess of 75 was a fair bit out. 44.
Really?
Are you deserve it!
What are they basing this on? Did they even watch any games?
Yeah, and that was my thing.
I ain't having that.
I was on the bench, I'm going to get on in a minute.
Box aggressive rugby-esque playing sort of centre midfielder. I'm not having that. But then again, they probably didn't hardly see me play. They're probably basing that on my warm-up. Because I didn't even actually play in 99. So how aggressive can you be running up and down and chucking a few stretches in, you know?
Oh, fucking, he looks so weird.
Did you see what he did with that quad stretch? Those hamstrings have been stretched like that since 92.
No wonder my speed was all right. Hanging up and down, get me on, boss.
Just it
is, there's only so many two-footers you can chuck in on the ball, boy, isn't there, on the side? I mean, come on.
So it's 3-0 Bulldog, is it? 3-0 Bulldog. Oh, clean white. What's she got on the ground with the Bulldog?
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah,
last one, tackling.
Yeah, once again,
I mean, I would say very high on that. But on the basis of not playing in 99 and sitting on the bench, I mean, I don't know what they're going to go with. I'll go with 70.
Yeah. What about you, Jimmy?
I'm going 72.
70. Fucking hell, you've done well this week, Jimmy. 73.
Oh, fucking 4-0, balls out time.
Yeah, but if you're doing this every time, surely you know.
What no, but he's on, he was on more FIFAs, so it changes a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they've clearly just guessed yours. Yeah. You were closer this time, though. You said 70. Yeah. Your tackling was 50.
Oh, this is bollocks.
On the sideline, 50.
It's bollocks, that is.
So that's 4 points to the Bulldog, which means over the series it's 12-6.
I'm starting to think, though, Ian, that the maths you did at the beginning weren't right.
Yeah. What do you mean maths I did at the beginning?
Because it was out of 16.
Listen, mate, I didn't do the research on this, but what I would say is that you get 100 and you divide it by 16, which is obviously 6.25. We all know that.
How did you do it that quick in your head? Yeah,
I've just got an A GCSE maths. So then what you do is you get the score out of 16. So say you had 8 out of 16 for one, and then you times that by 6.25. So 8 times 6.25 is obviously 50.
You're not happy about that, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I don't mind being self-deprecating and saying I was a bit average, but I'm not having that. You know,
yeah,
I was
better
than that.
Yeah.
But if they're doing it,
there's no way Jimmy's better than you at tackling, is there?
I'll tell you what, I'm not better than him. Words.
Self-deprecating. Yeah,
sorry, no, I missed that one out. Literature.
You got a big fat 16 for that.
Jimmy got a 4.
Fucking, I'll take that.
Do you know what I would like to have a little story to make myself feel slightly better about myself after it's been absolutely crucified?
Yeah, we could have put in a couple of better ones for him. That was a bit harsh.
Was that in my defense, I was probably the fittest and most competitive and strongest player at Wimbledon, even though I wasn't the best skillfully. So anyway, so we went away to Iron Napa end of season tour. We're on Nissy Beach. We turn up and all are having a few drinks. And Newcastle are there. And there was a little bit of frostiness initially because you know what it's like. You've got two... Yeah. Teams, and that's all you need. Oh, great, there's another bloody team out here. Yeah. And they was a few hundred yards away. We've been drinking most of the day.
Especially if they're good.
Yeah, and they were a bit better than us. You know, they had all sort of proper players.
Was this like Shearer time?
Yeah, exactly. This is mid-90s. Anyway, we send over a load of booze to them. They send over a load of booze to us. We all start getting together, and it's all quite friendly. So we decide to have like a beach Olympics. They say, right, who's your top man? Stu's ours at everything. Just bring it on. So we say, right. And we're all plastered as well. I mean, we've been drinking for like all afternoon, so it was all quite good banter. So I said, right, first of all, we're going to go press-up competition. And we felt I'd done fashion, I'd done everybody at this before anyway. Yeah. So they send forward little busy John Beresford, you know, John Beresford,
yeah, little left back.
But yeah.
He still had his tie up.
Yeah, he was anyway.
Is he a bit weird, John Beresford?
No, I did look at it.
He's like a little tank,
isn't he? I bet he's going to be really good. Anyway, so he's gone down, and they were quite stringent. There was no normal press-up. It was in the sand, and you had to go right the way down to your chest, and it was all anyway. So he did about 70 something, and there was like, and they were all cheering, going, yeah, you go. Anyway, I go down, bang, bang, bang. I smash out 90 straight off, pull head up, you want some more? Knocked out the 100, go up, get Beresford. Luckily, he's not like that bigger fella, and I pick him up, I put him on my shoulders, and I run round the beach with him. He's defeated, and I'm running around, cheering, going, yeah, that you wankers. So then we go on from there. So right, arm wrestling, let's have it. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'm not just doing one of you, I'm going to do the fucking lot of you. Line up. So we go on and I'm like, one after the other, and I promise you, I'll do any of you now. One after the other, the whole team is like, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang.
He smashed a mic. Don't upset Castle, Dyke.
I want that aggression back on the score. How much did I get on the score for FIFA?
Castle Dyke's a fucking lunatic.
I'm moving this
just to round it off, so to say, look, I don't want it to all just be about the strength, you know, because I've got the drinking in the locker as well. who's your drinker? Who's your top drinker? So they send forward, and to be fair, this doesn't end quite... it ends up in a draw. But, right, so they send forward Philippe Albert, the big Belgian. And I'm off the back of the press-ups, the armour. And we've been drinking all day anyway, and I reckon he's only been sipping the old Stellas beforehand. Well, I'm plying back all the... Anyway, so, and we said, right, turn into... We said, down a pint. I've got it in the locker in about, like, 2.5-3 seconds. To be fair, it was about the same with him. So he said, right, OK, well, let's liven it up. Let's do it through snorkels. So we put snorkels on, and we were pouring down, and we were sucking it all, and then we had to go and run around this like, special thing. And anyway, it was... And the physio was there. The physio, the Newcastle
covered
physio,
in piss.
Philippe Albert had just come back from a cruciate knee, and he was crying. He was going, oh, my God, no, what are you doing with him? And so I'm rugby tackling him, and we're rolling around, and, like, yeah. So anyway, so we called that one a draw. But the end of that, so we came back from that trip, and there was loads of other stuff that was going on in the trip. And I was like, you know, average player and whatnot. I came back in first day back, pre-season training. They'd had a T-shirt, Legend of Cyprus. And I was like, you know, they all clapped me back. I was like, oh, and I actually had my only all right season off the back of that because I was so full of confidence.
Yeah.
So my contract was due up, all right, at Wimbledon.
Well, we ain't getting involved in contracts.
So Sam Herman was the man who was top man, and he used to run. He was quality. And we had written in our contract stupid stuff like if we got relegated, we'd have to eat camel bollocks and things like that. He used to legally binding contract. We used to have ask any of the other if you ever get any Wimbledon lads on. It was all this really silly stuff. But he was a really fun guy and whatnot. And I knew the way that he loved all that sort of stuff at Wimbledon. So my contract was due up, you know, and I'd just about done enough to scrape up paltry pay rise. You know, not like Jimmy's big fat salary. But anyway, but they were still prevaricating about whether to sign it or not. There we go. That's that, Jim.
Say that one. I'm not prevaricating. Fucking hell.
Sounds like you shit yourself.
That was like an old dinosaur.
All kinds of prevaricated all over my pants.
You old dinosaur.
They were weighing it up. So anyway, so I knew they were weighing it up. So I've called over Sam. I said, Sam, and they were telling us some stories about how I'd been doing some arm wrestling. So he got Sam to have a go at me, and he used two hands, which is what reminded me of what you said. So I let Sam use two, and he still weren't able to beat me. And not only have I beat him, I've chucked him and I've thrown him onto the floor through beating him, and then I've got him on the floor, and this is the chairman, like, and I've pinned him down and I'm giving him dead arms. I'm smashing him. And he's laying there like this little beetle sort of thing with his arms and legs in the air, and he's killing himself. He's loving it. He jumps up. This is the multi-millionaire owner. I've cut his arm. His arm's bleeding. He's jumped up. He goes, I love this guy. I love this man. He is brilliant. Anyway, next day, signed. Boom. Done.
They're crackers, man.
We're just like bit chilled out after the earlier guys at the crazy games.
That is unbelievable. Isn't
so
it?
Funny. So people want to know who the next guest is. We haven't actually booked anyone yet, but hopefully I have a surprise. It's gonna be a surprise. Basically, people just say that when they haven't booked anyone, wouldn't it?
Yeah, basically, we've got fucking no one.
No one. But anyway, we've got some suggestions. Scott Wallace on Twitter said, please get Phil Brown on the Magic Sponge. Would you like Phil Brown on?
Yeah, we'll get Brownie on.
Yeah. You said he's a bit chocolate, haven't he?
Yeah, I don't really like talking about people who love herself.
Paul Golden wants Terry Urlock.
I think he'll be a good shout. Player. I've got his shirt.
Oh, have you?
I used to play for Millwall as a kid back in the day. I've got Terry Urlock's shirt.
I think he'll be a good person
to get
him
on. And give it back to him.
Like passing it back.
Yeah, how good would that be?
Liam Lawrence. People want Liam Lawrence. Liam Lawrence,
good boy. I know Liam Lawrence. We could try and get him on, definitely.
James Denning, Mick Hartford.
Mick, he's proper hard Mick. Mick's brilliant. You talk about hard men, you know, Vinny and Fash, the hardest man out of all that lot, Mick Harford.
Mick, you played with him?
Yeah, I played with Mick for years. Mick's brilliant.
What did you see him do?
I know, he's just got an aura, he's a young, like, Western gunslinger, isn't he? He's just got a way about him.
He's a Western gunslinger when the last one out. He's hard
as nails, Mick. He's brilliant.
Kevin Gallum. People want Kevin Gallum back. To be fair, I think you might be in for a shout of a recall after that Philippe Albert story.
The big Belgian steps forward.
Thank you very much for having me, chat. I'll tell you what, I'll leave it in the locker and then next time I've got some more stuff.
Oh, he knows how to work. That's how he's got the pin pan for it.
Thanks for coming, Stu.
No worries, mate. Top man. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us. And we'll see you next week. Cheers.
Bye.
The Magic Sponge is a Pixiu production for Dave and is produced by Sam Pearson.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.